Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1437. Visible, translated text is as follows. The notes themselves showed that they were conceived by a white man. The letters, newly discovered and hereto set out as a part and parcel of said Exhibit C, hereto attached, show therein the same words, the same spelling, and the same style of composition as appears in the notes found near the child's body. Especially does it appear from these newly discovered letters that the Negro Conley did use the word did and did use the word Negro instead of the words done and nigger. Even in the very question of spelling, the notes hereto set out as a part and parcel of said Exhibit C show the same character of spelling as is shown in the notes found near the little girl's body. A special attention is called to the spelling of the word self, which is spelled in the notes found by the little girl's body, and which is spelled in the letters hereto attached as a part of said Exhibit C, as SEF. The number of letters hereto attached also negatives the contention of the state and of the witness Conley that he could only write with difficulty, and demonstrates that he could write with facility and that he was a chronic letter writer. The original notes are set out in the brief of evidence prepared in the motion for new trial, and the originals, themselves, are here to the court shown. Neither Mouvant nor his counsel had any knowledge of the existence of these letters at the time of the trial, nor at the time his motion for new trial was overruled. Indeed, at neither of said dates were these letters in existence. The fact that these letters were in existence became known to this Mouvant and his counsel after the case was affirmed by the Supreme Court. And as a result thereof, it has been a physical impossibility that these letters should become known to this Mouvant or his counsel until too late to bring them to the attention of the court, except in this extraordinary motion for new trial. The discovery of these letters is material, and presents such an extraordinary set of facts and circumstances as would justify the grant of a new trial. And Mouvant insists that, with these,